Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A significant gap in India's statistical architecture for measuring economic output is about to be filled as the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, MoSPI, that is the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, proposes the creation of an Index of Service Production, or ISP, to track the formal services sector on a monthly basis. What makes this significant is that services account for over 50% of India's GDP, yet unlike manufacturing, where the Index of Industrial Production, IIP, is released monthly within 6 weeks of the reference month, there is no monthly tracker for services output. Policymakers, the Reserve Bank of India, and financial markets rely on surveys like the PMI services, that is the Purchasing Managers Index from S&P Global, a private sector survey, as the best monthly proxy for services activity. But why does this matter? It matters because having a reliable and timely measure of services output is crucial for informed decision-making. Now let us turn to the proposed design of the ISP. The subsectors that will be covered include wholesale and retail trade, transport and storage, hotels and restaurants, banking and financial services, insurance, real estate, professional, scientific and technical services, communications, that is telecom, and arts, entertainment and recreation. These subsectors are a significant part of the services sector, and tracking their output will provide valuable insights into the health of the economy. Building on this, the GST network, that is the Goods and Services Tax Network, will be the primary data source for the ISP. The GSTN, operational since July 2017, contains monthly e-filing data on sales, purchases, and turnover for approximately 14 crore registered businesses. It is the most comprehensive real-time dataset on India's formal economy. Using GSTN as the foundation allows the ISP to be compiled with a 6 to 8-week lag, comparable to the IIP's turnaround time. This is a significant methodological advance, as previous services output measurement relied on surveys, which are slow and subject to non-response bias or proxy indicators, such as electricity consumption and freight data. GSTN data, on the other hand, is administrative, reported directly by businesses under legal obligation. Crucially, the base year for the ISP will be 2024-25. Remember this number, as it will be important for your exam preparation. Note this carefully, as the ISP will provide a more accurate picture of the services sector's contribution to the economy. And here is something that surprises many students. The ISP will function analogously to the IIP for manufacturing, providing a similar level of detail and timeliness. Now, let us look at the implications of the ISP for economic policy. Having a reliable and timely measure of services output will enable policymakers to make more informed decisions, and the Reserve Bank of India will be able to adjust its monetary policy more effectively. What does this mean for India's strategic position? It means that India will be better equipped to respond to changes in the economy and to make decisions that promote growth and stability. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The GST network contains monthly e-filing data on sales, purchases, and turnover for approximately 14 crore registered businesses. The base year for the ISP will be 2024-25. The ISP will be compiled with a 6 to 8-week lag, comparable to the IIP's turnaround time. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The Index of Service Production, ISP, is a key concept that you should be familiar with, as it will be an important part of the National Income Accounting and Services Measurement. Main keywords to remember include Index of Service Production, ISP, MoSPI, Index of Industrial Production, IIP, Services Sector GDP, GST Network, National Income Accounting, Services Measurement, and base year 2024-25. In conclusion, the proposed creation of the Index of Service Production, ISP, is a significant development that will fill a critical gap in India's statistical architecture, providing a timely and reliable measure of services output and enabling policymakers to make more informed decisions. This will have a positive impact on India's economic development and growth.